This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Whoa, they were getting some talk back there, and I think that would be from our network, so that's why I have rudely muted that music coming back to us there as the heads up to the Genesis Communications Network that we are hearing ourselves back on top of ourselves, which can be a somewhat confusing situation to deal with. So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, you've got Ian here,
Derek J,
and Mark.
All right, so you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and that is one way for you to reach out to us. Also, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. I've got an update on the Silk Road 2.0 case. Actually, a couple different updates. I've had one that's been sitting on my show prep for about a week at this point. And then another one that just came out, I think, yesterday. So we'll give you that information. Still to come as well, a proposed smoking ban, tobacco ban in one Massachusetts town. We haven't talked about that one yet. Of course, you can bring up anything you want as well. But big news, I'm pretty excited about this. We talked about it briefly at the end of the show last night. And it has happened at this point. I'm happy to announce that it has made its deadline. 101 Reasons, Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. The full-length movie is now available. It is an hour-long presentation, and it is fantastic. Derek J., you had the chance to watch this in a preview with me over the weekend. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it did. I already made the move to New Hampshire, so I'm really happy. It just reinforced what I've already done.
Confirmation bias.
Yeah. It was excellent in that regard because I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, it reminded me of all the reasons I moved. Plus some others that I had never considered, a lot of great reasons for families to move, a lot of reasons why people would instantly become richer for moving to New Hampshire, for not having a sales tax or an income tax, just to name a few.
It did that very, very well, and I agree. I mean, I read the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire a decade ago, back when, you know, I was voting with the original 5,000 members of the Free State Project, that when the Free State Project reached 5,000 participants, we had a vote to determine which state of 10 states would be the destination for this project. The project being the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-oriented people, people who understand that freedom means you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, and you know that you have to allow other people to be free if you want freedom for yourself. People that get those ideas, move 20,000 of them to the same place. And the New Hampshire was, again, up against nine other states, and New Hampshire's advocates blew the other states out of the water with this 101 Reasons list. So I had read it over a decade ago, and, you know, I might have poked back through it here and there over the years, but this was really the first time that I had, since, you know, over a decade ago, really looked at the 101 Reasons as a list. And
you get a little confirmation bias, too?
Well,
I'm going to have to watch this.
Really?
Hey, I need some confirmation bias.
No, it reminded me of things that I had forgotten, you know, like, you know, there's all kinds of great reasons to move to New Hampshire, and it's easy for me to just pick up, oh, yeah, no in-state income tax, no state sales tax, like, you know, the number one and two reasons, but the other 100 or, you know, 99 reasons are also pretty damn good, and they've expanded over the years, too. So, like, reason 101, I think, in the movie was the community, the amazing liberty activist community that we have here, and that didn't exist 10 years ago. That's a relatively new one within the last decade that one's come about, and really the whole movie is, to me, a testament to that community, because as you watch this movie, it's an hour long, but it's packed full of information.
Yeah, like, that's what I was concerned about. I mean, how exciting is a movie about a list, right?
Right.
Like, oh no, what am I in for? But then it really brought those things to life, because each of those things on the list, of course, is 60 minutes, so it's packed in with 101 reasons, so it's got to move quick, and it rolls through each of those reasons. And really, it grabs footage from the community that you're talking about, all of these things that have happened, from Porkfest and Liberty Forum, these events that happened in New Hampshire, and really brought that list to life.
It sure did. And, you know, and as I was saying, it wouldn't have been possible without the community, because as you're watching this movie, you see so many different people. I mean, you can point out all the people, since we've been here for a number of years, it's easy to go through and point out all these people that you know. And had these people not been here yet, had the Free State Project just been this pie in the sky idea, this movie wouldn't have been the same, right? Like, this movie wouldn't have been possible without the community of activists who came here in the beginning, you know, early days. Everybody, even if you move tomorrow to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, you're still considered an early mover, because the goal of the Free State Project is to get 20,000 people pledging to move. We've got over 16,000, and I think this movie, 101 Reasons, is going to push us to that 20,000, and I think it's going to accelerate the process. But it's a testament to how successful the Free State Project has already been. I mean, I sat there watching this thinking, yeah, there are a lot of other imitators out there. There have been these other movements that have spawned, sort of like Me Too. Let's move everyone to Wyoming, or move to Asheville, North Carolina, or Austin, Texas. You know, there's a variety of these out there.
I have them chronicled at
the Move Here Project.
The Move Here Project, if you search for it on Facebook.
Right.
I think it's important to know, for people to know how many, if you're going to pick up and move your life. I sacrificed a great deal of, sort of money and time and energy to come here to New Hampshire. I don't regret it for a second, but if things didn't work out the way I wanted them to work out, I would have regretted it greatly. And, you know, some people can talk a pretty good game on the internet. I believe you should go and you should experience it before you consider moving. But some people aren't going to do that.
I just moved.
You did. Some people aren't going to do that. So I'm going to show people, look, you need to understand this idea of picking up and moving for more liberty isn't new, and it's failed a lot.
It has. Now, I don't say that to down those other movements. You know, if they can be successful, good luck to them.
The Free State Project is just the best failure. I mean, the fact is, the Free State Project was supposed to reach its number by 2006.
Oh, yeah.
It did not reach that number.
We'll be lucky if it's 2016.
Right. It'll be a decade later. Now, what I think that you have to look at when you look at the Free State Project isn't the you should look at its failures and see what they are, but really the successes are, depending on your area of activism, what it is that you're excited about. I think that there's a lot of things to look at.
The successes are unprecedented. I mean, when you called it a failure, Mark, what you mean is they didn't make their initial goal of making 20,000 by 2006.
I'm a bit of a pessimist, and I tend to look at things as, based on their failures.
The Free State Project is a just unqualified success in that we've only had 1,600 people. There are only 1,600 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. These early mover types make up the majority of that 1,600. Probably like 1,200 or 1,300 of that 1,600 have moved. The three of us here, we're early movers. And the impact that we've had in the political sphere is incredible. The civil disobedience, the activism, Robin Hooding, there's so much that's happened here over the last decade. That's why this movie is possible. You couldn't make this movie about Free State Wyoming. There would be nothing to fill the airtime with. There would be no Liberty community that could come together and contribute to this. There's so many different parts of this film, so many different elements of human contact that, you know, have gotten involved in this, from the interviews to the video footage of the activism to the crew that made this movie. I mean, this movie was made by Free State Project participants, and it's quality production. This is well edited, it's entertaining, and I have nothing bad to say about this movie. Now, of course, I'm biased. I am one of the co-producers of the film, but
yeah, I would be interested in if one of these other competing projects I would be interested to know, you know, like what are you going to show me?
Yeah.
What are your claims about the project? Because in many cases, what I'm looking at is from my point of view, they don't look like they're ambitious enough, or they don't look like they've been successful at the things that they've aimed for.
Right. So that's what I was thinking when I was watching this, or one of the many things I was thinking was like, wow, what an amazing testimony to everything that has been built so far. And they show a lot of that off, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, this amazing organization that actually assesses all of the legislation that's submitted every year, and they grade the legislation on whether it's pro-freedom or not, and they grade the legislators on whether or not they're voting for freedom. I mean, so there's so much going on in the political sphere and all the wins for political office. They touch on some of the direct action, like Robin Hooding, and really civil disobedience is almost left out of this this particular film. But I'm talking with the creators about adding a link at the end of the movie to Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, so people can watch more New Hampshire-based liberty-oriented footage. So we'll see if we can make that happen sooner rather than later. But I'm just so jazzed up about it. I think it's really exciting that it's here now, and it's only an hour long, and I think that was the right thing to do because it really just communicates this message, and an hour isn't too long to ask someone to sit down for and watch this.
It's a TV program.
The people that have seen this movie already have commented that there's one guy who decided he was going to move to New Hampshire right after he finished watching it. Another guy said he was going to share it with his wife, who's been kind of, you know, the difficult portion of moving to New Hampshire, trying to convince the wife. This is a very convincing movie. It's very persuasive.
Take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the amazing documentary film that has just been released within the last 3 or 4 hours here. It literally just came out just a couple hours ago, and there's this thing called a thunderclap, I guess, that I have not participated in until today. The Free State Project put it out there that this movie was coming out, the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, and they did this thing called the Thunderclap, where I guess the idea is this website, Thunderclap, whatever, dot whatever it is, you can get people to sign up for this and agree to sort of have this program send out an update to your social media at a certain time. So the idea was, I think the concept is that it'll help something get viral or go viral, because, you know, if a bunch of people are sharing the same link on Facebook, Facebook picks up on that and might help promote that a little bit further to other people. So
you can expect them to undo that relatively quickly,
creating a sort of a synergy or whatever. Anyway, they did meet their goal of having over, I think, 600,000 people connected to this thunderclap.
Wow.
So each person who signs up, it sort of, you know, tallies up the total number of friends they have on their list or the total number of likes they have on the page on which that they'll be sharing this whatever is being thunderclapped. So this afternoon, the Free State Project thunderclap went through, and so lots of people have been sharing this link on Facebook. Would like to encourage you to do that as well, whether you are already in New Hampshire or you're considering making a move or you're not really sure about this whole Free State Project thing, check out the link. I posted it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, or you can just go to 101reasonsfilm.com, and the movie has been embedded there in the front page. So go and check this out. I think it's really persuasive. Also, check out antiwar.com when you get a chance. They've got the answers, the facts, and the readership, but they don't have a pot of gold at antiwar.com. The War Machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media on their side, and all antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping their website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation. So please go to antiwar.com and donate there, or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. We were so excited about the 101 Reasons film, we talked right into the commercial break in the last segment of the program. So apologies for any confusion that might have caused. What we were discussing, though, was the incredible community that is really on display in this movie. Now, if you haven't watched it yet, again, you can watch it for free. Once Free Talk Live is over, you can then go and watch 101reasonsfilm.com. But, it's just an amazing thing that goes over so many great persuasive points about why New Hampshire is the best option for anybody that loves the ideas of freedom. And it wouldn't have been possible without the amazing ground floor that has been built here for people who are coming now can just plug in to all kinds of different things that are going on. You know, back when Mark and I moved here, if you wanted something to happen, you had to start it. But here,
I remember when we got to the Free State Project.
One of the things that was mentioned in the film that didn't have to begin thanks to the early movers, but I think is worth mentioning, is that there's a mathematician who said he moved, and he's not a big fan of guns or owning them or shooting them, but he was happy to see that statistically New Hampshire did rank the lowest homicide rate in the country, and it consistently has the safest rate. And he attributed that to the fact that there are so many guns around. Even though he doesn't like to own or use them, he benefits.
Yeah, I thought it was a well-rounded production in that way because, on one hand, they do show the gun culture and, like, the Second Amendment Sisters, which is a group of ladies who goes around and does training with firearms and things like that. So you have the fact that New Hampshire is this very gun-friendly take place. Obviously, it's going to attract people who appreciate the Second Amendment and right to bear arms, but it's also attracting people who, you know, that's not necessarily their thing, but they appreciate that it is some people's thing. There's the fact that New Hampshire has gay marriage. It was passed legislatively, the first state to pass that legislatively, and I just think it's, you know, a well-rounded production in general. It covers so much, and I'm just gushing about it. I just think it's fantastic. I don't think there's much else to really say about it. I mean, I love this movie so much, I was tempted to just play the audio track on the air over a series of nights on Free Talk Live, just because it's so good. So you're welcome to share your thoughts here. If you've already seen it, it's certainly possible. It's now, when we're doing the show live, it's now almost 7:30 Eastern time. This movie came out 2 or 3 hours ago, so some people probably have already completed the hour-long presentation. Feel free to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. Lots of other stuff to talk about in the news tonight, including the latest on the Silk Road, and a confusing couple of stories here. The one that I've been holding on to for over a week actually was published right after he got arrested. And I hadn't seen this until a few days later. I had just did a search for Blake Benthal. Blake is the guy who's accused of running Silk Road 2.0. Now, Derek J., how do you describe what the Silk Road is to somebody who's never heard of it before?
The Silk Road is a hidden website. It's a website that a person can only access with a special piece of software called the Tor browser. And on it, there are users who exchange bitcoins and various other currencies for goods and services, sometimes legal, sometimes not.
Can't think of any service, but maybe that. Oh yeah, like Facebook likes or something like that.
Or providing a fake ID.
Okay, but a fake ID is a good.
Yeah. There's a service of there was one guy who was exchanging like cash for bitcoin over it.
Cash is almost a good.
Yeah. It's arguable. Sending something through the mail is a service anyway. So
they were selling Facebook likes, and that's okay. Got to be full on a service.
Yeah.
Or a virtual commodity, I suppose.
So anyway, the Silk Road's an amazing thing. It's been taken down now twice. The first Silk Road was ostensibly run or allegedly run by a man named Ross Ulbricht. He's still awaiting trial. Now, Silk Road 2.0 and Silk Road 1.0 was taken down in October of 2013, so he's been sitting in prison for that long. Blake Benthal is the alleged operator of Silk Road 2.0, which started in November of 2013, just a month after the first Silk Road was taken down. They are alleging that Blake Benthal was known as DEFCON, the administrator of the Silk Road 2.0 site, who inherited that site from the Dread Pirate Roberts character, who nobody knows who that is. So whoever it was that started Silk Road 2.0 ostensibly is not the same person who was arrested for it at the very end, Blake Benthal. Now, the news about Blake is that, well, first of all, he's being held in a prison in Manhattan, I thought awaiting trial, but according to BusinessInsider.com, the prosecutor's saying he confessed.
Oh, no.
Blake Benthal, the man accused of running the deep web's notorious illegal marketplace called Silk Road, reportedly confessed minutes after being arrested in San Francisco. We'll give you the details on this story here in moments. And then a bizarre story that's kind of a follow-up to this that just posted yesterday about Blake Benthal. We'll come back with that and your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to chime in here at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the number, and it's brought to you by ProXPN. What is it? ProXPN is a global virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, meaning that you're protected from the internet service provider you might be using snooping on you or someone else. For instance, when I was at the courthouse today, they have a new Wi-Fi access point. They've never had a public Wi-Fi access point before. And I didn't have much of a chance to play with it because the case I was waiting for got called. But I did try to go to freekeen.com, and it was prohibited. Really? You are not allowed to go to freekeen.com from the court's Wi-Fi access point. It looks like they've actually prohibited quite a few sites, like speedtest.net. That's prohibited. I mean, I didn't really have a chance to check out a whole bunch of them, but there's quite a few restrictions. But one of the other things, when you're connecting to the network, it warns you that everything that you send is unencrypted, like that everything that you send that's through good. That connection. Well, it's good that they're warning you, yeah. I guess. But that's an example of a situation where ProXPN would really come in handy. And so I actually tried to download ProXPN because I had a brand new laptop, but ProXPN's website was banned. Aww. As well. So that's why you need to have it installed first, which I didn't do.
So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can grab their app for free. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, and they encrypt your internet connection, which protects you from prying and spying. And you can get a great discount, 50% off on their annual price by using code FTL50 when you get signed up. Because again, you can start out with the free account, but you want to upgrade likely to the premium account so you can get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all, like your ISP likely does. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So use code FTL50 when you get signed up, and you'll save 50% off that annual account. That breaks the price down to about $5 per month, and that discount is good for the lifetime of your account. Plus, you can save even more by paying with Bitcoin and using discount code FTLBTC. So two codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC. Get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's proxpn.com/FTL. We were talking about Blake Benthal. He is the man who is accused of operating Silk Road 2.0. They just took the Silk Road 2.0 site down just over a week and a half ago at this point. And apparently, according to an article at businessinsider.com, within minutes of being arrested, Blake Benthal has reportedly confessed. So that's what the feds are claiming about him. And you were...
Ladies and gentlemen, what do you say when the police ask you questions?
You don't answer them.
You don't answer anything. If you must speak, you say, "Officer, are you conducting an investigation?" And then when they say yes, because I sincerely hope they say yes, then you have them direct all their questions to your attorney. Every question to your attorney. And that's all you say to them.
Mm-hmm. You need to know not to talk to the police before you come up with a cool name like DEFCON.
Yeah, you'd think, right? Yeah,
well, I mean, this guy's, the first clue that this guy had no business running this website is that he's in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. If you are running, one of the top 10 most wanted websites on the internet, don't live in America. You know, hey,
that's not to say he would have been untouchable in another country, but probably a little bit more insulated.
All you're doing is you're trying to put a set of barriers in place, and they have all the ability to do all the investigation here, less of the ability to do the investigation they're looking to do elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first clue. The second clue is that he had no business running this website. Is within 2 minutes he confessed.
Like, yeah.
This guy has no business doing this. I'm really sorry for him and his family. I'm not looking for bad things for him. He just had no business.
What do we know about him? Because, like, I know it's early speculation, but he seems like a fall guy to me, right? He seems like one of those people they push out to go catch and make it really easy for the government people to say, look, victory, we got one of our guys. But he's not really involved or anything.
Well, we know he worked for SpaceX at one point, which is the California-based rocket development company founded by Elon Musk.
Hmm.
He was a flight software engineer for, looks like about 3 months. So, it's hard to say here what his motivation was for confessing. I mean, I don't know. Who knows what they said to him or what they did to him to prompt the confession? Because you would think that he would have thought about what his, plan would have been had he gotten busted.
No. Look, he may have thought about his plan, but the majority of people who are in jail snitched on themselves. I'm sorry to tell you that. That's just that.
Even if you're going to confess, you could wait until you get a better plea offer. I mean, usually the second plea offer is better than the first plea offer, and we don't even know if he was given a plea offer in the first 2 minutes whatever it was that he...
He'll still get a plea offer, and he can still turn that plea offer down.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but he's confessed, so that's... If
they don't want to do the work anyway...
Okay, I get what you're saying, but why would he turn a plea deal offer down if he's already confessed?
Oh, I don't know.
Take him to
I think I
court.
Already made it clear that I think that this guy had no business doing this. He may very, very well be an incredibly intelligent individual who should, have chosen another career field, but not this one.
Whoever the next Dread Pirate Roberts is, you got to get out of the U.S. What are you thinking staying in here? Too obvious. Wasn't the original Dread Pirate Roberts captured in the San Francisco
he
library?
Was. He was.
Okay, yeah. So he hasn't even changed the city.
Ars Technica reported from Benthal's first court hearing Thursday, this is a week and a half ago at this point, which lasted about 15 minutes, federal prosecutor Catherine Hahn reportedly told the court that Benthal had already admitted to running the Silk Road. She said, quote, "Mr. Benthal did admit to everything after receiving his Miranda rights that he was the administrator of Silk Road 2.0, she claims. Benthal is charged with one count of conspiring to commit narcotics trafficking, one count of conspiring to commit computer hacking, one count of conspiring to traffic in fraudulent identification documents, and one count of money laundering conspiracy. They shut down Silk Road 2.0 a couple Thursdays ago after monitoring the site and Benthal's alleged involvement. If convicted, he could face life in prison. SpaceX confirmed to Business Insider Benthal was previously employed at their company. Additionally, Benthal proudly posted online of his experience with cryptocurrency Bitcoin. His Twitter bio reads, quote, "Rocket scientist, Bitcoin dreamer," unquote. The FBI's criminal complaint against Benthal claims that the Silk Road employees were paid exclusively in Bitcoin and that Benthal ran the site's Tumblr that ensured transactions remained anonymous. A LinkedIn profile that appears to belong to Benthal shows he worked at a charity in his native Texas, helping to design and maintain its website. Clearly just a horrible human being who, oh wait, no, he's helping charities out. I mean, look, drug users are all over the place, and I presume he's used some drugs since he's running the Silk Road. I'm jumping out on a limb on that one.
At the very least, what he's doing is trying to make the internet, making the world a safer place.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the problems of the black market, violence, tainted drugs. These are two things that the Silk Road helps to eliminate.
Yeah,
there's a study out that shows, unequivocally, the Silk Road is making the world a safer place. It's really the drug war that's the problem here, not the drugs.
Yeah,
but this guy still has no business for doing this.
Yeah, I think it's important to point out that the people who are getting caught up in this insane war on drugs, these are human beings, and they have families, and they have things that are important to them and charities that they support, too. Drug dealers, many of them are not monsters. They're not the people running the Silk Road are not killers. They're not kind of the Pablo Escobars or anything of the world. These guys are actually doing people a legitimate service. He apparently also worked for as a volunteer programmer for a project that brought the Linux operating system onto the newly launched iPod before creating a video game hosting company in his teenage years, according to his LinkedIn profile. So you'd ask a little bit about this guy, Derek J. The young programmer attended a college in Florida in 07 and 08, where he organized concerts and performed as part of the school's band. He also ran a tech incubator out of his San Francisco home at the same time that the FBI is accusing him of overseeing the world's largest online drug marketplace. He is being accused of using the Bitcoin that he gained from running the Silk Road to buy a Tesla Motors car.
Mm.
And on the day before the Silk Road's first birthday, Silk Road 2.0, the FBI cracked down, arrested Benthal, and raided his home.
I hope you enjoyed that Tesla.
In the San Francisco Mission District. Now, the question is, if he has confessed, why has a new tweet appeared on his Twitter account asking for Bitcoin donations? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you're a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, please call the Amberin hotline now at 1-800-959-4261. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. At Amberin, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, and you can lose pounds of stubborn extra weight in just weeks with Amberin weight loss. Right now, through this special radio offer, you can get a 100% risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-959-4261 now. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberin hotline today. Hurry. This limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-959-4261. That's 1-800-959-4261. Again, 1-800-959-4261.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. Your comments on Blake Benthal, the alleged operator of Silk Road 2.0, who the feds are now alleging has confessed to being the man known as DEFCON to Silk Road 2.0 users. Silk Road 3.0, by the way, is supposedly already online. I have yet to actually attempt to track that website down, but I've heard rumor that it was another one of the online drug marketplaces that sort of rebranded as Silk Road 3.0.
Here's our chance. Let's jump on.
We've had this website bought for a long time.
I feel like as the iterations of Silk Road continue, they get less and less trustworthy as time goes on. We know that the Silk Road 2.0, according to the FBI's, I guess indictment's not the right word, according to their complaint that came out against Blake Benthal, they had an agent in from the word go. From before Silk Road 2.0 was even a website, there was an undercover agent who was acting as an administrator on this guy's team, on Blake Benthal's team of operators as they put the site together. So it was compromised from, you know, before they even started this thing. There's more to say about Blake Benthal. In fact, the Daily Dot has the inside story.
Well,
on
before
him.
We go on, I want to make clear that the Silk Road was a great idea, and there were some mistakes made early on by the Dread Pirate Roberts, whoever that might have been. And it got taken down. Now, the 2.0 was some of the same team, but basically compromised. 3.0, it's just a company coming in using the name.
That's right. Yeah.
We're going to all be better off in the same way that Bitcoin was better off when Mt. Gox was no longer attached to it.
Yeah.
We're all, the online drug marketplace is going to be better off when the word Silk Road
is gone,
is no longer attached to it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Which is why I can't say. I was excited about Silk Road 2.0 because it was like, yeah, comeback kid. You know, a month later, Silk Road 2.0 comes back online.
The only thing that's good about Silk Road 3.0 is to be able to say, there's already a Silk Road 3.0
that's
online.
True. That's true. Yeah, you got to give them credit for that.
Because I think that it does illustrate the futility of the war on drugs.
Right.
Because this is what LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, has said. Well, you know, I've listened to them talk on more than one occasion. Is look, when you're a law enforcement officer and you catch a car thief, the car thievery in town goes down. When you catch an arsonist, the amount of arson usually just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
When you catch a drug dealer, you've simply created a job opportunity. The war on drugs is a make-work program for government bureaucrats. I'm sorry to tell you.
You know, I think you're right that it does illustrate that in a way that when they bust a drug dealer on the streets, you don't see the replacement. The average person doesn't know that you busted drug dealer Jimmy and then Bobby replaced him. That news doesn't get out there unless you happen to be the customers of Jimmy and or Bobby, right? So, like, the thing that this illustrates that hasn't really been easily illustrated before is that anyone can see this now. Like, there are news headlines about Silk Road 3.0. It's here already. That kind of thing. So people can see now crystal clear, like, oh, you take one down, another one pops right back up. I mean, we could have made that point and have made that point in the past prior to the existence of the Silk Road, but it was more of an intellectual, you know, point to make, like, oh, well, this is what will happen. Yeah, there's evidence that that will happen, but it's not out there in your face to see like these websites are. They just pop right up, and then anybody who wants to can go and verify it for themselves. So I think it really does illustrate that in a way that we haven't really seen happen before. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, but why, if Blake Benthal, the alleged operator of Silk Road 2.0, why, if he has confessed, as the feds are claiming he has confessed, why would a tweet show up on his Twitter profile, which he presumably can't access from inside Federal Holding Detention Center, why would a tweet show up saying, donate Bitcoin, and then providing a Bitcoin address?
Maybe he had like a dead man switch or something, so that if he didn't go to Twitter for a day, it said, you know, hey, raise some money for me or something. Maybe he was expecting this.
I don't think so. In fact, his attorney is saying that they believe his account was hacked. That seems to make the most sense. The only other explanation would be that he gave someone an instruction to go and post that for him. But still, it wouldn't make sense. Like, if you just confessed, what the hell good is sending him Bitcoin going to do? He's probably not going to see the outside of a jail cell for decades, if not the rest of his life.
But he can buy Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams with the money.
Not with Bitcoin.
Not everyone thinks about this the way we do. Maybe he's of the opinion that, oh, well, I cooperated right away, and I was so helpful, and so they're going to take it easy on me. Because
if he thinks he is out of his mind.
Well, look, I mean, where he got caught.
He's got an attorney. I hope that his attorney has at least informed him of that. But apparently, if you believe what the feds are saying, he confessed before the attorney even came to talk to him. So it's just a crazy situation. So apparently, his attorney, according to, let's see, I forget which website, but there's some website here that is saying that his attorney has spoken out on this, and it's Ars Technica, that's what it is. Attorney Jean-Jacques Cabot said by email, quote, he remains in custody and thus, of course, is not tweeting. They believe that his Twitter account has been hacked. They have reported to Twitter that the account's been compromised and the tweet was unauthorized. They do not know who holds the private keys to the Bitcoin address that is listed that has now received just two donations. Approximately about $100 worth of Bitcoin has been sent to this mystery account. So there's that story about Blake Benthal, and then a little bit more information about him. Here's kind of what the Daily Dot is calling the inside story of the alleged Silk Road 2.0 kingpin. Shortly before 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, November 5th, Teddy Wood. Now, his name is spelled W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R. Is someone with the last name Worcester, as it is pronounced here in the New England area, is it pronounced that way when it's someone's last name, or is it Worcester? Or
I'm going to go with Worcester. No one could, outside of New England, no one could possibly mispronounce something this badly.
It shouldn't be Chester because there's no H in there, so Worcester. Worcester?
Worcester.
Worcester? Teddy Worcester was cycling home through San Francisco's Mission District when he noticed an entire block around Florida Street had been closed off and was swarming with more than a dozen Federal Bureau of Investigation agents. They were combining, or combing rather, through his neighbor's new 127,000 Tesla Model S, and when Worcester asked what was going on, he was told only to keep moving along. The scene was relatively quiet, he told the Daily Dawn, and the agents seemed to have a calculated plan. He snapped a photo at about 1:27 and uploaded it to Twitter with a hashtag #PoundMystery. Worcester would soon have his answer. The law had come for Blake Benthal. Benthal, 26, stands accused of running a multi-million dollar online drug marketplace called Silk Road 2.0 under the pseudonym DEFCON, a notorious dark marketplace selling, among other things, vast quantities of illegal drugs. Silk Road 2.0 was one of just over a dozen similar sites shut down by law enforcement a couple of weeks ago. And I think it's important to remind listeners that Silk Road 2.0 was just the tip of the iceberg on what was a very large, multi-jurisdictional, multinational crackdown on these sites, and they allegedly made 17 arrests. So who knows who the other 16 people are that have been taken in this series of busts, and you know what they're accused of having done this. Blake Benthal's the one getting all the press coverage. Anyway,
well, he's certainly the one who's made some of the worst choices, by the sounds of it.
According to the story here at the Daily Dot, Benthal remains in FBI custody and could be facing life behind bars. According to conversations with friends, coworkers, and other acquaintances, Benthal could not have been a more unlikely, could not have a more unlikely background for someone the FBI paints as the leader of one of the darknet's largest illegal drug bazaars. Hailing from Houston, Texas, he has a fiercely Christian and traditional upbringing. He was homeschooled and taught to stay far away from the vices of life. Quote, in the conservative evangelical Christian culture we grew up in, said an old friend of his, it's normal for people to abstain completely from alcohol and tobacco because of their beliefs. So drugs, even marijuana, are absolutely bad. There's no questioning the idea that drugs are under no circumstances okay. It's the kind of thing we joked about, said the friend, who asked to remain anonymous, because it seemed to be patently absurd that any of us would do or deal drugs of any kind. After Texas, Benthal moved to Florida, where he attended Florida College, a private Christian school between 07 and 08. It's likely that it was here that his horizons first broadened significantly. He acted in
Christian college, huh?
Yeah, well, he acted in college theater groups. He probably got his drugs from the preacher's kid. He acted in college theater groups, played in bands, and went on to travel extensively across the country, couch surfing with friends, acquaintances, and strangers, while working out of coffee shops as a freelance programmer. Benthal had founded his first web business at age 15. An archived version of his personal website reveals, and he relished the freedom of this nomadic lifestyle, turning down multiple job offers from recruiters.
I just can't take the job. I have couches to sleep on.
While at school, Benthal remained on good terms with his family, continuing to visit Texas, and recent photos on his Facebook profile show him with parents. We'll go on and tell you a little bit more about Blake Benthal here in a moment. You can also share your thoughts, take control of the airwaves, here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.